Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, August 4th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And each day we prepare these messages, each weekday that is, to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Squeezing Grapes. Scripture text is from a portion of one of our Lord's parables, Matthew 20, verse 11.
When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner.
I heard a pastor use a phrase that colorfully describes grumbling as, quote, squeezing grapes, end quote. Do you ever find yourself squeezing grapes? In other words, grumbling, whining, or complaining? I'm glad I don't have to see the show of hands. I know mine would have to go up. In my observation, complaining is on a rapid increase. Right now, our part of the country is experiencing excessive heat, so there's lots of grumbling going on all around me. But it seems to me that there's more and more focus on the negative overall. Just watch the news, and you'll see interviews with individuals complaining about the unfair treatment they got from the government, from nature's storms, and on it goes.
The daily text is a small portion of scripture from our Lord's parable of the workers in the vineyard, which is recorded in Matthew 20, 1-16. If you're not familiar with this parable, I encourage you to read it to get a good understanding of the truth Christ presents in this teaching.
Essentially, it deals with perceived unfairness regarding the way the landowner, that is God in the parable, handles his affairs. Several groups each work for wages that had been agreed upon prior to starting. However, one group had, quote, expected to receive more. That is due to comparisons with the other groups. And when they didn't get it, they, quote, began to grumble against the landowner.
At its heart, grumbling is our reaction to a perceived unfairness, such as, I deserve more than this, or I deserve better than this, we may say, or certainly think. And regardless of how much we have or the extent of our blessing, there's always something to grumble about.
In so many ways, the road of life has ongoing forks. Probably today we will encounter a situation that will tempt us to grumble. I already have, in fact. We can set out on the road of grumbling, or we can choose the road of gratitude. The choice is ours.
Let's pray. Jesus, your word tells us to do everything without complaining and arguing, so that we may become blameless and pure in a crooked and depraved generation. Instead of heaping negative attention on ourselves, we are to shine like stars in the universe, so that the divine light of Christ may be evident in the way we interact with our peers. Would you raise me above the fray of life as I determine to have an attitude of thanksgiving and praise to Him who doeth all things well. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that. We are preparing this message Friday morning, August 4th. These messages are prepared real time. As we do so, Brooksine, I share, had some overcoming to do. She woke with quite a headache, and I'm thankful she's right here beside me with both prayer and the editing of the podcast and now reading it along with me as well. I know she is going to try to get some more rest and hopefully overcome this very quickly. Well, today's message really is on my heart, and as I prepare it, I do consider my brothers and sisters and people in general, even if they've not come to faith in Christ, that really are having difficult times today. I think of people in Israel or Lebanon or Iraq or Afghanistan or really so many other countries that aren't even regularly in the news that really, really do have hard lives. And I know we have readers in Lebanon and Israel and quite a few of the countries that I know are notoriously hard countries to live in. And I just want you to know we think about you today. Often in my home when we pray around our supper table, we join hands and we try to remember to pray for universal type needs, where news type of needs, as well as any personal needs we may be aware of. May God encourage you today, those of you that might be listening from one of those types of countries, or even if you in your own life right now really are having a very difficult health crisis or need of some type. May you have an assurance of God's love. I actually say my word to you. The word to you today is the same. Do everything without complaining or arguing, as Brooksine read. That's a scripture in her prayer, by the way, from Philippians chapter 2, if you care to do some study on that. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We have a number of additional resources up on the site today, although at the time I prepare this, my website is down. The website is run on a different server than the podcast or email. So one function can be down and the other's working, but there are, if you're looking at this, I really can't tell you to go to the website. I hope it works, but I'm going to prepare it. But those of you that receive this through email, there are two links to a video and an audio of a song that we've sung many times, and I'm sure you have as well. It's not an old song in the sense of a hymn, but it's called Give Thanks, and it's up on the site today. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful in your walk with the Lord and be encouraged.